Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Inner Wisdom Radio. This is Mary Feeling, your host, and I am happy to be here with you today. Today, I am going to be doing readings the whole show, so I would love to have you call in and call in with questions or for a reading. I can do past life readings, dream interpretations, and a lot of other things. So it's great to see everyone here, and I already have some callers on hold, so we may as well jump right in. And if you can't call in today, there is a chat feature that I'm not sure from your end, but I'm sure when you log into the show, you can see a chat option there. You can always email or chat me some questions as well. So let's go ahead and get started. So the first call is, 703 area code. So I'm going to go ahead and pick your call up. And hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Wonderful. Well, what can I do for you today?
Well, I've been working on my development for about a year now.
Uh-huh.
And I guess whatever you can tell me.
Okay, and now you cut out a little bit. Did you say your spiritual development?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what we get here. It's really a great thing to pull cards on as well, because I think of tarot, for instance, as a vocabulary we use to speak to our higher selves. So it's a very good tool to use to speak about these matters as well. Well, what I get is that maybe you've been on your spiritual path for a long time, and I got to say we all always are on our spiritual path, but what I'm getting is that you've known these concepts for a while, and now you're really starting to integrate them and put them together, and I see that you are very good at sharing this information with others, being a leader in this way. Have you thought about doing anything spiritually, like doing this for a living or anything?
Yeah, I thought about it, but I'm afraid to step out because I don't think I'm quite there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's smart, in that there's knowledge and then there's wisdom, and if you're not feeling like both are in the same place, that means that there's more to get, let's say. But what I do see is that you know more than you think you do, or you're further along the path than you think you are. And let me pull one more card about what maybe your block is or what's holding you back.
Somebody tell me it was like my inner child or something.
Ah. What I get is just this earthbound thing where we compare ourselves to other people and we say, oh, am I good enough, or is this good enough, that kind of thing. And and I get that you just not to compare yourself to anybody, just walk your path, and the people and the things that you are to be doing will cross your path, and it's never anything that we pursue anyway. Well, now, how do you feel? I mean, what is it that you wanted to do that you feel you're held back from?
I think the clairvoyant part.
Okay.
I heard that I was clairsentient and clairaudio. My ears have been ringing for over a year, and they finally are not as prevalent now as they were.
Mm-hmm. You know something that I think that might be of help to you? Our spiritual growth is like walking upstairs. I think that's how Neville has put it, but I agree with this, where you go up the riser and then you plateau and then you go up the next riser. And I have found that it's like an inhale and an exhale, and that there are times where things get very strong and intense and then times where they're more mellow, and that's part of the course of things or the nature of things. And so sometimes, because we are so driven to succeed and achieve in our physical world and our physical life, that when that happens, we automatically think something is missing or retreating or whatever. So this is just saying that you are integrating all these faculties and this yin-yang part of the experience. And I'm seeing something about independence and being bound to something that you're not happy in. Is there a job or a relationship that you feel that is taking a lot of your emotional energy right now?
A job that, you know, that I retire from in a couple of years.
Okay. Well, this felt like just maybe something having to do with everyday life. It's like you are trying to reconcile your spirit self with the part of you that's chained to that aspect of life. And I really don't see any roadblocks for you at all. It's just all progressing nicely. And you are getting the experiences that you require to get to your next step. And I think sometimes when we don't see our goal, it makes us a little uncomfortable. Like, well, if I am looking to learn math, I can do all these tangibles to get there. When what was that?
I get anxious. Yeah, I need to like just calm down.
Yeah, and I tell you, I would say this is the time. I've been doing this for many, many years now, and this era, especially since The Secret came out and What the Bleep about masses knowing that we create our reality by our thoughts and our beliefs. I think that a lot of times we are now taking our ambition into our spiritual life, thinking that we have to have these goals of being a reader or doing this or being a teacher or writing a book. And it's taking some of the now-ness out of our spiritual experience. And just know that where you are going to end up, you're on your way, and you can't stop it anyway. And that will help to calm things down and I think ultimately speed it up.
Mm-hmm.
But it does look like you're on your way, and I don't see anything that's really holding you back except maybe that fear of having to succeed.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you. And
thank you so much.
Feel free to come back, think of another question. It was great to talk with you.
Yeah, will you have your April schedule out on your website soon?
I will, yes. I'm looking to do that today, and it would be good to see you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and I see in the chat room there's a past life reading. I'm going to do one more call, and then I'm going to get to you. So this is area code 386. All right. Area code 386, you're on the air. What can I do for you today?
Yes. Hi. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. Thank you for calling in.
My question is, I have it's a relationship question. I have a young man that I'm friends with, his name is Rob. I call him Rob. His real name is Robert. And I'm wondering what you could tell me about him and, you know, regarding the friendship.
Okay, you're breaking up just a little bit. You want a reading regarding your relationship? And then I believe you said something else.
It's a friendship right now. What it is a friendship. And we live in two different cities about an hour away. And, you know, I just wanted to know what you can tell me about this young man. What do you see concerning our
relationship? Okay. You mean just in general?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see what I get here. This is a very different era where we can have friendships and relationships that are long distance. And so I think we as humans are fumbling through that on so many levels. Okay, well, just about him. I feel like he has turned a corner in his life, like he has been going through something and decided to make it better, step it up, do something different, bring some new energies into his life, and set down some of the burdens and the views that he had of himself. Because to a large extent, I think he was carrying around a lot of stuff that he's ready to let go. And I think that he really likes to communicate and talk with you. Do you guys talk on the phone a lot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that's very fulfilling, very healing, and very growing for him to a large extent. And, I just think he sees this as a great spiritual, personal development type thing. Now, what about your feelings? Do you feel that it's growing into something more, or what would you like to explore?
I don't know. because he doesn't share his, I was like just kind of trying to see where he's at with, and maybe it's just that, maybe it's just, you know, conversation, but I'm a person that, you know, I'm going through some things myself also, so I just wasn't sure if it was going to develop or, you know, and I'm kind of confused. Because I just got a phone call from my ex. So, but I have this great friend that I like talking to, and I know he likes to listen, but I'm just not sure how he feels about me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me pull cards to see how he feels on that level. And I do feel that he is thinking of this as friends with probably more to it than that. He feels close to you, but he's looking at it as that's the way it is. So I don't think he's really given a lot of thought in the other direction. And that sometimes we will assume something about something and then never think to do anything different. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I would say if you are starting to have those feelings or whatever, since your communication is so open and free, I would open myself up to communicating to him about that.
Yeah, I was just saying in my head, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
And I'm not because, I don't want to get, you know, I'm still in a vulnerable state, and so I just don't think that I can let him know.
Well, I would just let that play out. I do feel like that he would feel guilty about doing that in some way. Is he in a relationship right now?
Not that I know of. He's going through.
Okay, then it could be that he knows you're in a vulnerable position and does not want to take that next step. So what I would suggest is just keep doing what you're doing. Let your feelings be your feelings. And I get that you don't want to bring them up and things like that because sometimes going there will dramatically change the relationship that you can't go backwards and get back that free, easygoing thing. But I will say that there comes a time in every relationship where we have to feel comfortable about just saying how we feel and letting the chips fall where they may. I'm not saying that you're at that place right now. It reminds me of an ad, a public service announcement back in the 80s when AIDS was first becoming a problem, and it said, if you are comfortable enough with someone to be having sex, you should be comfortable enough to talk about condoms. It just made me think, yes, you know, when we get involved in relationships, often we feel so uncomfortable just talking about anything, and that maybe you being more yourself will make this relationship move in the direction that it's going to move into quicker. But that doesn't mean, just throw everything out on the table. That means just be authentic to yourself at times, too.
Yeah, I feel as though that I'm a, you know, very verbal person. If I want to, you know, say something, I will, and I feel like eventually when I get to that point, I will let him know, you know, but just right now I can't because I am still trying to figure out if my ex is going to come back or not. So, you know, I'm just in limbo right now. although.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. So just take your time. There, it does say that you achieve a long-term stability here and getting closer to what you want it to be. And so just relax and let it flow. We biologically, as women, have an imperative, a biological imperative, to try to quantify or to describe or define a relationship, because we had to do that, frankly, for millions and billions of years in order to raise the young. So we still have a little bit of that biological urging to define it and try to understand it. So this is a time to take a step back, and when you feel like you would like to say your feelings, just to know that you have a right to do that. So anyway, well, thank you. I really appreciate your call.
Thank you. Thank you.
And feel free to keep listening, and if you have other questions, call back, because I'm going to be doing readings all day, and I don't have a huge queue of readings yet, so I'd love to hear from you.
Well, I actually did want to ask another question.
Okay. I wanted to get to some callers, but what is your other question? That would be fine.
About my finances.
Okay. Could you say that one more time? I'm really having trouble hearing you. I apologize.
About my finances.
Your finances? Okay.
Yes. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be getting a nice little lump sum or my income will increase, you know, sporadically. What's going on this year with my income?
Okay. Let's just see what you have going on around you about money. Well, I get that this is a good year for you to create new things and start new enterprises, whether that's getting a new job or creating a business idea or whatever. It's a good year for that. And it says that you are going to win something and celebrate a victory. So is your lump sum an award of some sort, like through the courts?
No, someone close to me died, and
okay, that would probably fall under that category.
Oh, okay.
Just something that you are going to be given. You're going to win something, be awarded something, and so if it's a like an inheritance or something, that would fall under that category too. But what it's also saying, like I was just saying, as a matter of fact, about this is a good year to start something, I would really let your creative mind start flowing, because there are some business ideas you could have, and it may seem silly, like making a certain type of hair clip or baking cookies or taking in people's administrative work or something, but there is a good business idea, and it may even be something you've already thought of. So I would suggest you ponder it after we end the call and get that going, because that could be a good income stream for you. It's like this is a good time to be proactive and walk forward.
Wow.
And I think money could really, really start flowing in for you this year.
I don't know. I've had several things pop up in my head. I don't know which one it could be.
Oh.
You know, you always think that you can do something, but then it's impossible because you need, you know, money to do these things, and you need, you know, people, you know, you need what I call is pull, like, you know.
Well, there's this website that I'm not sure the name, but I'm sure you could do some research. It's a website where you put your creative ideas up, and then people bid on backing you to whatever extent. Maybe I'll think of it before I end the call, or you could email me at telepathictv@yahoo.com, and I'll research that and give you the name of that website. Think positively. Think that way, because just that energy starts things flowing in your life.
Okay.
And
it was a very slow process. I tried to, you know, get a little something started before, but I was so young and
this is saying now's the time. Now's the time. Just start thinking like that, because just your thinking alone will start pulling in those energies.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Pardon?
I like to continue to listen.
Oh, that would be great. I'll just put you back on hold then. Thank you. Okay. I think I did. I'm still figuring out these little mechanisms. Okay, so I have someone in the chat room that would like a past life reading. And let's see. I'm going to type in your name because I'm not sure if you would be okay with me saying your name on the air. I'm sure you don't mind, but I will do it anyway. It's you. Okay. So let me see what I get. Now, as far as past lives, I do like to connect with the person's voice and energy and such. But let me just see what I'm getting. I'm being drawn to an area that, if I look at the map, I am feeling as if I'm in Pennsylvania, maybe the western to central, west side, western central part of the state. And when I say central, I'm looking from the north to south. I know that didn't make much sense. At any rate, I feel like I'm out there, and it is a Native American type of an environment or something pre-European settlement. I'm also by a river that feels to be running north to south. I know there are not many rivers that do that, but I just feel like wherever I am, the river at that point in the river appears to be running in that direction. I could probably find it on a map if I had that in front of me. At any rate, I'm on a scene when everybody is preparing for some kind of a festival or a feast of some sort. And they live next to the water, and there are other tribes local that are like little families, and they're not real huge groups, but fairly big. And they're all planning to get together, and they go to this one spot to have their festival. So each time one group will take a turn going there and preparing the place, and then the other ones do another function and another function. And it seems to be a very festive time, and I'm seeing you as a young woman by the water, sitting there waiting for something, whether you're waiting for buckets of water to fill or something for whatever you were doing. You're sitting there waiting and just looking in the water, and you're very excited because there is this young man in another tribe that you are going to be married to, or you're having feelings of that nature at any rate for some reason. And so you're excited and you're looking forward to that. And now I'm fast forwarding through that event, and you see him, and that's not the year that you became betrothed or whatever to him, but that it might have been the following year. You were still too young. At any rate, you did go through whatever you went through to get to the place where you were going to marry him. And then there's something that happened, and it's over the winter time. I think he developed some kind of pneumonia or some kind of thing like that. And by the time the next season came, where everybody came together, like in the spring, to do these sorts of things, weddings and such, he had passed. And it was very sad for you. It worked out that you continued living your life and had a good life. You married someone else, had children, and develop your spirituality like everyone else did at the time. And it wasn't a terrible life, but you always wish you had been able to finish that experience. And one of the things that that's telling me is you may have encountered this person in other lifetimes as well, or even in this lifetime, where you feel like you just need to finish something up to see what it was like to have a completion with that. So if there's someone in your life that you feel really drawn to, like almost compelled, this could be explaining a little bit about that. So that's kind of what I'm getting. If I go forward, I'm going to see if there's anything else that's good for you to know. The husband that you did marry, even though you didn't have that same kind of an emotion with him, you did love him deeply, and he loved you, and actually named a river or a stream after you that may still have the name. I'm going to see if I can get what that would be. It's not coming to me now, but I tell you, if you email me at telepathictv@yahoo.com, if it does come to me, maybe I can give you a little more information later. It's like it was a bigger stream at the time than it looks to be now, but it has a Native American name to it. So, okay, well, I will go ahead and take a call, and feel free to chat me. Oh, okay, I see you've written and you said you've always felt connections to Native Americans. Well, that would explain it to some extent. And it was really a powerful life in that sense of community. That was something you really liked, that community of your smaller unit and then the community of the larger context where you get together with larger groups of people. And something that tells me something that confirms this life, I feel also in your energy field that you would be good at getting people to join together for things. I don't know if you've ever thought to do that, be an advocate for something, getting people on board for something. And it doesn't have to be an advocate. I know that carries its own energy there. Something to consider. Let's see what else we get from there. Ah, so you're saying yes, you have. That's interesting. I was seeing, you know how now they have the big, like, star festivals and things like that? Do you ever get involved with those kinds of things? I know it takes a little time for you to type, but I see something like that for you, or you may want to check into that. I know out in that area of where I was actually seeing your life that they have such things, like in Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, that kind of zone. They have such things, festivals all the time. You might want to get involved in that even more because I do see you as a leader and organizing type of energy. Wow. Well, thank you so much. I will pick up another call, but stay on the line. And if you have any more comments or questions about that, we can talk in between calls. That would be lovely. Okay. So I'm going to go to area code 317 and it would be great to have you join me. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. How are you today?
I'm actually doing okay. I feel like I'm having a lot of bad luck lately. Is there anything you see going on with me?
Okay, let's see. And you're bringing up an interesting thing that I'd like to comment about, too, once I pull some cards for you here.
Okay.
You know, I'm feeling like there's not really any bad luck going on at all, but that someone may have said something or made you believe, or just your thoughts or connecting events to make them into a bigger thing, like a snowball collecting things. Like, let's say someone says, oh, you have bad luck. Well, then what we do, it acts like a magnet, and then anything that looks negative gets attracted to that, and we go, oh, and then it looks like evidence, then it looks like proof. And
yeah.
That's the nature of superstition, actually. which is just a mind game. It's just a mind game we have in our own head, because I actually see that this is a time of great expansion, and the feelings of having bad luck and the experiences that are coming are actually getting you to let go of fears of and the things that would hold you back as a limitation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just been like, it's just one thing after another. And yeah, I had somebody say to me last night, you need to go buy a lottery ticket. It was just, you know, it was just a smart remark because of all the luck I've been having, because it's just
what's actually funny is I think you should go buy a lottery ticket, but for a very different reason, because I see finances really picking up for you. Yeah. Well, I see that finances are going to pick up, and it's really important to think positively and know that the universe loves and supports you unconditionally and is on your side. And no matter what it looks like, everything is a blessing, and it takes us somewhere wonderful for ourselves. So say, well, what are the things that are happening? What could be the blessing in it? Like, let's say you lost X amount of dollars doing whatever. Well, what did you gain from that? Because there's always a gain whenever something's lost. And rather than focusing on the loss, focusing on the gain, then you start seeing things clearer, and then your life doesn't have to speak to you in those really loud ways. But finances, I think that it's coming forward in that you may not be seeing reality as it is right now. And so that's telling me that the idea that it's bad luck is not the real way it is. Did you want to share something that's been happening lately?
Well,
okay.
I'll totally share with you. You know, I hurt my back, and it's been like, it's just been such an ongoing bad thing. It's like work is taking away all my vacation time to pay me when workman's comp should be paying me. And it's just like every single time something else happens, it's like something bad happens. I find out they've done something else and that it's something bad, you know. I mean, the vacation time alone was just like cutthroat. I was like, are you?
Let me ask you something quick, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to ask you, how did you hurt your back? What was going on when you hurt your back?
What I actually did, I hurt myself at work. I was lifting. And it wasn't like a certain thing that happened. It was just like lifting over and over and over and over heavy stuff. And it was too fast. It was too quick. And you can't think of right body mechanics when you're going so fast.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, so the reason I'm saying this is because rather than looking at how things are falling apart, it's better to look at why they're falling apart. So if we look at this, that it was a repetitive action of lifting heavy things at work, then some part of you has really wanted to leave that job, that it's been breaking your back. And so you didn't do it. Now, I'm not saying you had opportunities. I'm not criticizing you. I'm saying, but your physical life, your body is saying, I don't want to be here, and she's not listening to me. And so that created the back. And then the idea of the message of you hurting your back, if your employer had been very loving and kind and giving you everything and not taking your leave away, you would have just let your back heal and go back to work. But because it keeps getting louder, so that your life is knocking at the door, and it will continue to knock louder until you open it. So by going to the original thing, which is the dissatisfaction with the job or whatever it may be for you, then everything will start to fall into place. Then they'll pay for the back, or you'll find another job, or it will just all work out. It's like the universe knows how to make it happen. All we have to do is define what it is. Does that make sense?
I went back to work, and I'm not actually lifting. They have me on light duty, but I got strep throat, and my father passed away from strep throat. So now I'm taking care of myself again. So, yeah.
Well, I think that's also a message to really look into and take care of the grief over your father passing. I do EFT, emotional tapping, and I believe last week or the week before, I did a show on that, where I walk people through some grief things. You may want to go in the archives and listen to last week.
Oh, I will. I definitely
And I will also do that again, too. And I would love to have you call in. As a matter of fact, I'm just wondering if we should go into that since I don't have all that much time left. But let's do it real quick. And
That'd be great.
For the callers that are on hold, so please continue to hold. I will get to you. So your father died of strep throat?
Yeah, he got strep throat, and what happened is they never took care of it, so it went to his kidneys.
Okay.
And then this is back in the 70s, so then it just, of course they tried to treat his kidneys, and it just went from there. He died at 32, so, it was just, they didn't know back in the 70s.
How old are you now?
I am 42 now.
42, okay. So, and what time of year did your father pass?
He died in May.
Okay, so you're approaching May. So
yeah.
All of these are giving me clues to the idea that there are still some unresolved things. I am actually picking up a lot more things with you about what are some core issues and everything. And so since our time doesn't allow us to go into it, call back next week, if you will, and I'll do sessions of all kinds so that people can see how powerful this is. It involves tapping, and I tell you what, and rather than me telling it all or explaining it, you can go in the archives and listen to it. It might be better. But right now, I would like you to tap on the top of your head. And I know this may sound kooky and I haven't explained it. And then repeat after me.
Okay.
Even though my father died of strep throat.
Even though my father died of strep throat.
And I feel like I'm dying in this job.
And I feel like I'm dying in this job.
I don't have to get strep throat.
I don't have to get strep throat.
Okay, now tap on your eyebrow. Even though my father died.
Even though my father died.
And I may not have resolved that in my heart.
And I may not have resolved that in my heart.
I still love and accept myself.
I still love and accept myself.
Outer corner of your eye. Even though my father died because of negligence.
Even though my father died because of negligence.
And it looks like I'm suffering from negligence now.
And it looks like I'm suffering from negligence now.
I don't have to bring the grief from my father.
I don't have to bring the grief from my father.
Into the situation at work.
Into the situation at work.
Okay, and then under your nose, even though I miss my father.
Even though I miss my father.
I love, accept, and support myself.
I love, respect, and support myself.
Okay, and take a deep breath. And please do call next week because I feel that there is so much more we could do. Now, did what I was saying resonate with you?
Yeah, actually, my tears come out of my eyes completely.
Good, good. Now, what that means is that you're really moving some of this energy that looks like it's all crescendoing in here in your job and your finances and the leave and your back. But the back is also telling you that the core issue is back in time. It goes further back. So I do think it's your father. And I feel like there's a couple of other things about that and the unfairness of your father's suffering and the unfairness that you're experiencing now. So I do invite you to call back next week. I would really love to talk with you more about that.
Thank you. I don't know that I'll be able to because I work during the day normally.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what, another idea is my website is telepathictv.com.
And it's telepathictv.com?
And it's also maryphelan.com. I have two websites. And I would be happy to talk to you offline about this. I do private sessions, but I would be happy just to talk to you, no charge, just to give you an idea of what we could probably accomplish. So you can reach me through telepathictv@yahoo.com and just reference this call because I think that if we had even like 20 minutes or so to really go back into the history of things, I think that that would be great. Are you able to hold on right now?
Sure.
Why don't you hold on? I'll take one more call, and then maybe we could do a little more now.
That would be great.
Okay.
And thank you.
Put you on mute, and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. All right. I'm picking up the call from 858 now. Okay. 858, you
yes,
are...
Yes, I'm here. Mary,
oh.
Hi. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Enjoy listening to your show. I'm going to work pretty soon also, so I thought maybe I would ask you, is it okay to ask for reading questions?
Sure.
Okay, I have this kind of a little strange relationship with the gentleman I like. I've known him for some time.
Uh-huh.
And we had not very serious talk, but I had a talk with him a few days ago, saying what I want, what I don't want. And I was wondering, what do you see for future for us? Will this relationship continue, or I'll scare him off, or... I don't know even where we are going with this relationship.
Okay, let's see what I get here. You know, I felt immediately that there was a man in spirit, and it could be somebody like a father or grandfather, but it might be a spirit guide too, because I wasn't really seeking to connect there. But I just heard this voice that's saying, you deserve so much. And sometimes you don't allow yourself to have everything that you really deserve. You limit that. You think, okay, this is all I deserve right now, so I'm just going to take this and not take that. And it's saying to really open up and that you can have anything that you wish. Well, I get that you can make anything you want happen, actually, here. That it's really up to you, but that there might be something about the relationship, though, that you're sensing that if it does develop into something more, it's like you are doing more sacrifice, almost like his interests may overwhelm yours. And it's important for you to have a relationship where you have something in it, too. Do you feel that would be the case if you got involved, that you would...
Well, the problem that for some reason we were not very much involved, and I don't know if he has medical issues or he's just not available to be like in fully in the relationship with me. It was more like casual relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really interested in this person, and I would be happy probably to get to know him better. But when I don't see him much and it's more like casual relationship, I didn't have this chance.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling that you could develop this. You could put more energy into this and get going further in this. Except, ultimately, I don't know if this person, and this is always for you to say. I'm just giving you what I see. But you have to run it through your own filter and see if this is right for you, because there's something in every experience that we have that's valuable for us. But I'm kind of getting that, let's say everything worked out and you were in a relationship with him, it may not be everything that you want personally. So step number one is look into the relationship and say, I feel that... like, if everything were running smoothly now, is this the type of relationship that I want? Is he as attentive as I would like him to be? And things like that. And look at it from there, like whether you want this rather than does he want this would be a good thing. But with that having said, I got some very positive cards saying that there is a mutual happiness there, and that the creation, that you can create pretty much anything you want from this. Any other questions?
What I meant to say, I don't want to put any more effort into this relationship because I was putting more than he did. So I told him that, you know, we can be just friends if you are not going to put more than you were putting into this relationship. So you think it, I mean, he will start to work on this relationship because if he won't, I was at the point of breaking up with him. I didn't want to put more into this relationship. He was traveling, he was doing this. I felt like, I don't know, he had some issues on the side besides me.
Yeah. Well, like I'm saying, I don't think that what he has to offer, even if he works on this, is going to be exactly what you want. Because people pretty much show you who they are right off the bat. They pretty much do.
Yeah, there are some issues with his other... Well, he has some other issues I don't want to say on the radio, so that's why he told me it may happen in future, but I don't know when, so that's why...
Well, what I'm seeing is that he's bound to something, so he's restricted, he's tied up in something, and he has a lot of stress, and that he is working on it.
He's working on my relationship or on other relationships?
He's working on other things to get free from that. And so it's not like this is just some deadbeat person that's not trying to advance. But I feel that the progress is slow enough that if you're looking to be involved in a relationship quicker than what he has to offer there, then I would just move on. Keep your timetable.
Well, it's not that I'm not looking. I just didn't meet anyone that has so much things in common with me. I meet other people also. It's not that I'm just only in exclusive relationship. But I would like to see, to travel with this person, to do more things together, to get to know him better. In other words, I want to get closer to this person. I didn't have a chance of doing this, so that's why that was mostly my question. If there will be a progress, I will get closer to him to be able to get to know him better. Yeah,
there'll be progress because he's
there will be progress.
Yeah, there'll be progress, but it's slow going, and I feel that it even the progress you're still going to feel that it's not quite enough, but that's okay. I mean you just said yourself, it's not like you're in some big hurry to go get married and have kids right away.
No, I'm not. I'm not planning. I'm in that age when I have my kids grown up. I just want to be closer to the person, to spend more time together. You know what I mean? Just to have more full-time relationship, not just part-time relationship.
Yeah. No, I think that's a, then just stick with it and see what unfolds. And what's helpful, a lot of times people get very, I just lost my thought. Sorry about that. Oh, a lot of times people think that they have to be on some kind of timetable or be having these certain successes and defining things. I would just see how this plays out while keeping yourself open to other people. He has issues. I see that he's tied down in a lot of ways to these other issues of which he's working on. Oh, I know. Give yourself a time limit. Say, I'm going to give this another 6 months, and then that way you don't feel like you are racing to get through things or trying to make this happen quicker. And just give yourself that.
You're saying slowly, so you think within the next 6 months things unfold because slowly, I don't want to wait for years until this person decides that he's available more and more for me.
Well, that's why you give yourself a time limit on this. Because I even suggested earlier that it's probably not exactly what you're looking for, and meaning that you're looking for somebody that you can get close to, and you verbalized you didn't want to spend a lot of time doing this. So just give yourself a little bit of time because I don't think you're ready to walk away yet either.
Well, I told him we can be friends and just talk on the phone, something like friends. I don't think that he liked this idea. And
I think it's a better idea to do that because, I mean, that's kind of the long and short of it. He's embroiled in other things. I don't think he is as available. He is working on it, but you don't want to wait indefinitely. So I think it's a good idea. But
okay, Mary. Thank you. Okay. I understand that someone is waiting. Not a problem. Thank you so much. And so in other words, you see that there will be some progress. So it's not that I'm just stalling at one point with this.
There's slow progress, and it's for you to say whether that's too slow or not.
Okay.
That's really where the power is. Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye. Okay, I'm picking up 317 again, and it's looking like I do have another call, 360, and I'll get to you in a minute. I feel like I really want to spend more time with you. Why don't you call me offline? Do you have a pen?
I do. It's
703.
I'm sorry, can you say?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
My phone number is 703-860-2333.
2333. Okay, are you going to be available today after the show, or?
Probably for a few minutes. At least call and we can touch base then. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Thanks for holding.
Thank you. I'll continue to listen.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and so we're going to pick up 360. And hi, you're on the air. Hi, are you still on? Still wanting to be on the radio? Area code 360.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you today?
Well, I was having some. Oops, sorry about that. I was having some trouble with this person. I was doing a little business with, you know, and I. You know, called a bunch of psychics and, you know, so I kind of, you know, just did with what all the psychics said. And then today the guy was banging on my door and, you know, and telling me I screwed him over. And, you know, and I'm just, like, if the police came to this apartment where I live, it's an automatic eviction, you know. And I'm kind of just really worried about the situation, like if I'm going to have any trouble, serious trouble with him.
Now, is he your landlord?
No. He was a person that I was doing some business with.
Oh, okay. And so he's coming to, because he has a dispute about the business?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I called, like, you know, a couple different psychics and asked them what to do about the situation. And so they all kind of said the same thing. So I did what, you know, was recommended. And now the guy's telling me that I screwed him over. And, you know, and then he was banging at my door at 8 o'clock this morning, banging and banging, but I wasn't going to let him in, you know, and I didn't want yelling going on through the door because if the cops came here, it would be an automatic eviction if the police come to this apartment.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I'm picking up, and obviously it would be good to know a little bit more about the situation and what you were recommended to do and how the impact on that and everything. And so as everybody can tell, it's much better to do just personal sessions so we can go into all those details, but certainly a lot can be gotten through this vehicle as well. I feel that right now, maybe it's because you've talked to a lot of different psychics and people, and sometimes the more advice we seek, the more confusing things become. Not because of anything negative or anything like that, but just because we have too much floating around in our head. And what I'm getting is to get this very stabilized again, find what is a common ground and just get this legally and everything straightened out. because when someone feels that intense about something that they're pounding at your door, it's always best to fuse the emotion. And sometimes not responding is more intense than responding, but not necessarily by opening the door. I don't suggest that either. Now, what about the business do you feel that he is feeling so upset about? I mean, did you guys dissolve the business?
Well, he was growing my plants for me.
Okay.
Because I have a license for, you know, medical marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And then I wanted to go out there and get some leaves because I heard that if you juice the leaves, you can get the CBDs in there out of fresh leaves, and then that helps relieve pain.
Uh-huh.
So then his wife, you know, emailed me back and said, well, there's no leaves, you know, and I'm like, well, the plants are full of leaves. And I said, well, I just want two cups of, so I wrote again, and I said, I just want two cups of leaves. And she goes, well, there's no leaves. You can't, we don't have any leaves. And I'm like, you have to be kidding me, you know. And so then the psychic says, they said I should go get my half because, you know, I was supposed to get half of them. And I kept telling them that I wanted to bring mine home and, you know, my half home. And they're like, no, we'll dry them here. We'll cure them here. And I'm like, well, no, I want to bring mine home. And they kept, no, you know. And then when his wife kept telling me there wasn't any leaves, I left him a message, you know, and I said, well, is there some kind of problem? Because I know there's lots of leaves and half of the plants are mine, and I want some leaves, and I hope we don't have a problem. And then she called me up and started bitching at me really bad, and she goes, well, come and get your lousy plants. Come and get your lousy plants, you know. And
let me ask you this. We're kind of low on time here. I may go over, so if you hear the blog talk ending of the show, I do have a little more time. I think I can still go. But one thing that I wanted to ask you is, do you have a contract, since you're doing this through licensing, do you have a contract with him?
No, I don't. We didn't write anything up.
Okay. Now, well, I think that there are a couple things that this is saying is, remember, everything comes as a blessing and to learn from. And even if it looks like a frictional situation, it could be preventing us from having a stronger frictional confrontation in the future. And that it's a good idea to get contracts drawn up. And I'm not saying that this would be for you to say whether it's too late for this in this situation or not. But what I would do is say, look, we obviously are having some conflict here, and it's far better that we articulate what our understandings are. And then that contract becomes the lawkeeper instead of each subjective side of the situation becoming the lawkeeper, because all that does is create war. And so then
right.
You have that objective thing for everybody to refer to. What I feel is for you to take a higher view on this, and that I'm not getting like any negative or positive cards. Like, it's not like, oh, this is a bad thing or a good thing. Mm-hmm. I would have to know like what you want to know right now. Do you want to know what your next step should be, or are you looking to find?
I want to know if there's going to be any more trouble. Like, is there going to be any serious trouble?
I'm looking that this is just a temporary thing, but that maybe it's best to take care of this as a long-term thing rather than a short-term thing. Take care of this issue, yeah, in the short term, but take care of it in the long term by either coming up with contracts or whatever. So I do see that there's going to be growth from this and an opportunity to talk. If it's treated as fighting, then I think by resisting, it's just going to escalate a little more. But it does feel a flash in the pan. Okay. So use this as an opportunity perhaps to reach out and see what you can do.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. And if you hold, I'll see if the show will let me continue, even though my hour is up. So I'm going to put you on mute for just a minute, and then if it does, maybe we can go into this further.
Thank you.
So we will now see if the show is still running and it's still on. I'm going to go back to area code 317, and let's just see if maybe I will go to 347, 317, if you want to continue to hold for a minute.
Hi,
we're on the air. This is 347. Did you have a quick question? We have a little bit more time left.
Yeah, I actually had a question that maybe you can answer. I am going to see a doctor, and the last time I saw a doctor, you know, the results, the first time wasn't so good, second time was mediocre, and this time I'm hoping would be excellent and well, and, you know, I'll be good to go. Do you have any insight on what's going on or what my results will be?
Okay. Well, let me just see what I pick up about physicalness. And then maybe if you have a specific question about that, that might focus us more, but we'll see what I get.
Okay.
I feel like there is slow progress going on. It's important to find what the real message is behind whatever's going on with you. For instance, like, I don't know if you were listening to earlier caller back issue and how that was really telling her something about what the source of the complaint is. For instance, we have things that begins in spirit. If we don't hear it, it goes into our mind in the form of worry. If we don't listen, it'll eventually go into our body as a condition or an illness. And that even heal or correct that condition, but if we don't go back at that higher plane and find out what the cause is, then it may not completely leave entirely or may change forms or something like that. So what I'm feeling is, do you feel comfortable saying what your condition is? If not, I don't want you to say things you don't want to say.
Well, yes, I could say it, but I would really have liked it if you could have, you know, kind of touched bases on what it could have been or what it could be.
Well, I can tap into that, but I don't know how much you want revealed on the air.
Well, you could reveal as much as possible, and I would affirm it.
Okay, so let's just see what I'm picking up.
I'm so sorry.
That's kind of running some interference over here. It's causing a background loop as well. And I'm also running over time here, so this probably would be much better at the top of the show rather than at the end of the show. One of the things that I feel as far as conditions, and you were asking about this doctor report, were you going back to the doctor and was it going to be better, if I'm understanding the question correctly?
Yes.
If I'm looking at that from that perspective, I feel things are pretty consistent. I'm not seeing spikes one way or another. There is a remedy. Whenever swords come up, I'm not trying to like make this dramatic or anything because I don't feel it is, but something could be removed or there could be a procedure to take care of matters.
Okay. So I'll give you, I'll let you know what it is, and maybe this will help out a lot, but you are on task, I believe. The first doctor diagnosed me with HIV, and the second test came back negative for it.
You know, I'm not picking that up with you. with HIV.
You're not picking that up?
I'm just not picking it up in your field.
Okay, yeah, because for some reason I don't believe it and I couldn't see it. And so that's why I'm going for a third opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, this would be the second opinion, and this would be from a source out of town, not within the same vicinity. And that's why I wanted to know, you know, will the results be the same as the first result, or will they reflect something better?
It was consistent with the second thing. So the second thing said no. That's what I'm picking up. And honestly, when I stepped into your energy field, and as I say, this is not the same format as if we were talking just on the phone, you and I, where I would go into your energy field and see what I see. I honestly did not see anything wrong. I got something to do with clear communication is what we need. And now, obviously, I'm not a doctor and all that, but I'm just telling you, I've been doing this for a long time, and I would say I usually do pick things up, and so I'm not picking anything up. So I really do wish you all the best with this, and you'll have to perhaps get in touch with me and let me know what this doctor said.
I most certainly will, you know, because I was kind of freaking out about it, and you know, when you worry about your health, that's when problems start to happen, you know.
Right.
If you dwell on it, then, you know, it comes upon. But I've been trying to keep positive energy.
Yeah, do that. And I'll give you one more little thing. And if you were listening to our caller earlier, who so graciously is still on hold, about her father's passing, I would look at, even if this is not true and it's a false alarm or whatever, there's still a great message in it. And it's better to listen to it now than have it be something that's really physically rooted. And often HIV is connected with a lot of things, but it's feeling unlovable and therefore attacking self. But it has to do with like just guilt over being who you really are and everything. And so I would look at that and say, this scare or this whatever is me giving me a warning that I need to love and accept myself unconditionally from all angles, that the world loves and supports me and wants me here. And getting like that kind of mindset and maybe personalizing it a little more, and you'll find that things will really start shifting. And even if someone did have HIV, we have so much power over our body, and our body does what we tell it to do, and the more we love ourselves, the more our body does loving things for us. So I really wish you all the best, and I look forward to hearing back from you let me know.
Yeah, most certainly. How often are you on air?
I'm on every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m., and I would love to hear from you. So thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks for having my call. You will hear from me. Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Now, since we're still able to be on the line here, let me go ahead and do this. Hi, 317. If you have a few minutes, why don't we talk a little bit more about your father now?
Okay.
Now, you said he passed. How did that impact your family?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was 8, and I have a twin sister. She was 8. My mother, you know, and I don't know the truth of everything because, you know, you're told by grown-ups different things and you don't really know what's true. But we had to move because we were living on my father's parents' land, and my mom started dating another man, and they got upset and wanted her to move. So we had to pack up and move, and my mom had never really had a job. She took care of my dad. She had, like, a part-time job, but it wasn't anything that paid well.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got remarried, and he made really good money. And so we moved, and then we had to move to another state. You know, it was like each side of the family fell apart. So that my dad's side of the family, I didn't speak to anymore. And then my mom and her mom, which I loved her mom, they got in big fights and hated each other. It was a mess.
Wow. So essentially, the whole economics and your father's passing were very much tied together.
Yeah.
And and the idea of betrayal as well, because even though you, it's very understandable that your mother would see someone else, and plus, that was really her only hope of keeping her family intact and fed.
Right.
Even still, it's a very betraying thing to have your father replaced like that.
Right. Exactly.
So if we tie that into the work context, where they're betraying you by not taking care of you, abandoning you more or less.
Right.
Because you got injured, you needed them, you were vulnerable, and they abandoned you. So let's do a little bit more of that tapping. This time,
okay.
I want you to tap on the side of your hand. Like if you were to make a fist and pound the table, that end of your hand, tap and then say after me,
When my father died,
my whole life changed.
My whole life changed.
Everything changed.
Everything changed.
And then the top of your head, I had to move.
I had to move.
My mother married someone else.
My mother married someone else.
Okay, and then your eyebrow. And my whole life changed.
And my whole life changed.
Side of the eye. When my father got strep throat.
When my father got strep throat.
My whole life changed.
My whole life changed.
Okay, and then under your nose. Now I want my life to change.
Now I want my life to change.
So I get strep throat.
So I get strep throat.
And then under your bottom lip, even though I believe change and strep throat.
Even though I believe change and strep throat.
Go hand in hand.
Go hand in hand.
I'm open to the idea.
I am open to the idea.
That strep throat is just strep throat.
That strep throat is just strep throat.
And then top of your head. And we have power over change in our lives.
And we have power over change in our lives.
And then your eyebrow. But my father didn't have any power.
But my father didn't have any power.
At least that's what it looks like.
At least that's what it looks like.
Okay. And then under your eye. But my father died in his perfect timing.
But my father died in his perfect timing.
No matter what it looks like.
No matter what it looks like.
And how hard it was.
And how hard it was.
Somehow that was in our highest good.
Somehow that was in our highest good.
Okay, and then under your nose, even though my father died.
Even though my father died.
And I really miss him.
And I really miss him.
I'm open to seeing that this is divine order.
I'm open to see that this is divine order.
And that it's okay for me to feel better.
And that it's okay for me to feel better.
Because sometimes I think. If I let go of it and feel better.
If I let go of it and feel better.
That I'll be betraying him.
That I'll be betraying him.
But now I'm open to the idea.
But now I'm open to the idea.
That he wants me to be happy.
That he wants me to be happy.
Okay, and then the side of your hand. And it's okay that I am happy at my job.
It's okay that I am happy at my job.
Even if I'm afraid it will disrupt things if I change
even
it.
Even if I'm afraid it will disrupt things if I change it.
Okay, and tap the side of your hand and just say, I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Okay, and then take a deep breath.
Thank you. Those many tears. And I have to add one more thing. I just moved.
Uh-huh. So you see how all these things are tied together in your actual brain. And so,
yes.
Yeah. So now you know it's okay to consciously change, and that change is not going to make everything fall apart. See, if you just moved and you think about changing jobs, then, oh, God, it's going to be like when Dad died. But it's not. because Dad dying is really not connected to those other things. Even though it looks like it caused it, it's really not connected.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all the extra time you spent with me. That really helped.
Oh, well, great. Well, it was so nice to talk with you, and keep in touch.
It was so nice. I will, definitely. I will add you, and I will follow you, and that way I can keep in touch with you. Thank you so much for going the extra mile. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Uh-huh. God bless.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Okay. Well, 360. Now,
hi.
Still there? Why don't we finish
up with this?
Maybe just a couple more minutes, and then I'm going to go ahead and end the show.
Okay.
Now, did you have any, like, a specific question about, like, how to proceed or anything?
Well, he's accusing me of taking all the good plants, but I didn't really pay attention to that. You know, I went there and got my half of the plants, and then I'm legally able to have 15, so I take the odd one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I took 8, and then he also was I loaned him my large $1,000 1,000-watt light and ballast, which, you know, cost me money. And so I took another plant because I figured I'll just let him keep that light. And then he accused me of taking out good plants, leaving him with the crap. You know, and they all just looked kind of crappy to me. So I wasn't really paying attention. I thought I took one that looked kind of good, but that was all. And so, you know.
Well, what I would recommend
Pardon?
What I would recommend, since we're really running time here, but
yeah.
I would like to at least leave you with something cohesive. Every card I'm pulling is saying that it is so much more in your interest right now, best interest right now, to just make peaceful resolutions with this.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I was just afraid he was going to get violent with me or something and cause me a bunch of problems. That's what I was worried about.
You think there is a volatility there. And so I'm not saying he's going to get violent, but this is probably not a subject matter that you want to have really publicly displayed anyway, because just the nature of it. So what I would say is be the bigger person in this and make peace with it and say from now on there has to be some kind of an agreement or maybe working
with
some.
I'm just not going to ever work with anyone again on that. You just can't on that.
What was that now?
I'm not ever going to work with anybody on that yet.
I think so. I think that's what it's telling you is to work alone if possible or whatever, because I got a card saying that this is just giving you information and that I don't see that this is going to blow up and be really crazy or really terrible or anything like that, but it's significantly enough of a bother that it's telling you that this is far better to learn from this than the next time around it could get really ugly. So it's actually a blessing that this happened. And just keep in mind that it's better not to fight back and say, I'm sorry that you feel that way. That wasn't my intent. Say that line. Like if you said, you took the best ones, or just say, I'm sorry, that really wasn't my intent. And then don't go any further than that, but diffuse it. It's an Aikido technique of not really latching onto things. But at any rate, I wish you much success and do keep in touch. And I will be on the show next week on Tuesday at 11:30. So I invite people to call back. And I thank everybody for joining me today. And we will see you next time on Tuesdays, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And thank you for all those in the chat room. And look forward to having you catch me next week there. So thank you.